Hi, I'm here with author Jay Tunney, author of The Prize Fighter and The Playwright, which has recently come out.
Yes, hello, Katie.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about what your book's about?
Well, in a nutshell, it's about my father's relationship with the great George Bernard Shaw, the playwright, who was so big in the late 1800s and the first half of the 1900s. And my dad, who was champion, boxing champion of the world, heavyweight boxing champion, from 1926 to 1928, and how their relationship, how they had things in common that built a relationship between them. And they're both a couple of Irishmen. But that's what the book's about, so in a nutshell.
Were you writing it from your father's perspective?
I was writing it from an omniscient perspective and a son's perspective. I had a minimal amount of tapes. They didn't exist in those days when Dad and Shaw had their friendship. But I did have stories and hearsay stories from people that remembered them together, and particularly my mother, who by the time I got going with the book was about 92 years of age, and she gave me six of last years of her life trying with her a wonderful long-term memory, giving me a lot of primary resource material or primary source material that was very important for the completion of the book and getting a lot of the facts and figures straight and the things that happened in those days in the late 1920s after Dad had met Shaw.
For your researching of this and your father and Shaw's friendship, were you doing a lot off of recall, or was it a lot, like you said, like, you know, with some things you've been able to find through your mother and whatnot?
Yes, mostly it was my mother, but Shaw and Dad had exchanged letters and communication during the course of the 25 years or so that they were friends. And I had that, I had access to that, and that was very important. And then together with my mother, and photographs that were taken on their honeymoon when the Shaws came to visit the Tunneys on the island of Brioni in the Adriatic Sea. It was a beautiful island. It's now part of Croatia, but in those days it was part of Italy. And mother and dad had spent a year there on a honeymoon, and the Shaws came to visit, and right at the time, and that was April, May 1929, just as they came, my mother was in trouble with a malady that almost killed her, came a hair width away from killing her. And the Shaws were a wonderful support team at that awful moment and helped my father recover and hang on and then recover. And in that period, I wrote about an epiphany that Shaw had when he saw a miracle happen. He called it a miracle. That was that my mother's life was saved by I won't tell the whole story. I want to leave it for the readers to see it in the book. But I'm glad the life was saved because it allowed me to be here to tell you the story today.
Awesome. What are your memories of Shaw from growing up?
My memories, I never did meet the man. I wish I had. I didn't. But my memories are still great of the man because he so dominated the news wires of the day. He had this wit, his witticisms carried over the wires, and newsmen loved it because he was very ironical, and he always chose to take the opposite side of everybody's thoughts, conventional thoughts about things. He loved to take the opposite side of it, and that was one of his little gimmicks that he used to catch people's attention, and that's what he did. So I do remember many people in growing up, people saying, "Sheesh, did you hear what Shaw said last week? Oh my God, it was so beautiful, it was so great." And that kind of thing. There were these witticisms. And then there was a time that Shaw backed a man who was a friend, a man in business in America, a fellow called Kurt Frischel, who was close to my dad, knew my dad. And Shaw backed him in a business here in America that made a vegetarian yeast. Because Shaw himself was a vegetarian, he was always trying to supplant meat from people's diets. And the yeast that he made was supposed to do that. And Frischel helped him do that. And he used to come and visit our place and talk to Dad a lot in North Stamford, Connecticut. And he used to talk about Shaw, and Dad talked about Shaw, and they swapped stories back and forth. And that was another example of my feeling. I was about 13 at the time, and I felt very much closer to Shaw. Then there were these portraits of Shaw in our living room, one big portrait by Sir John Lavery, whose wife Hazel was a famous woman, beautiful woman, who was on the cover of the portrait on the Irish notes, pound notes, and 10-pound notes, and 100-pound notes for 80 years before the euro came into Ireland. Famous family. And a bust of Shaw was also in our living room, positioned in just such a way that Dad had to look every time he sat down in his favorite chair. He would see Shaw. It would be an inspirational thing for Dad, an inspirational moment, a flash that he would obviously have every time he looked at Shaw. If not spiritual. Shaw was like a spiritual father to Dad, I think. But anyway, that's what I remember. And I remembered his pictures very well. So I was very cognizant of Shaw's existence growing up.
Is this your first book that you've written?
First book. It took me 10 years.
Wow.
But yeah, it just I kept plodding along, and more than plodding. And I followed a journey trying to capture the paths of the two men that they took in those early days in the 20s. Took me to Italy, and took me to Croatia, and took me to England and Ireland and Canada, and here very much in the United States. So it's been quite a journey to recapture the atmosphere of the places they'd been. It helps if you're a writer, that kind of thing. Helps you with the color and just the feeling of the place.
Would you actually want to go through another undertaking, writing another book?
Well, I don't think I'd like to spend 10 years at it, but with this book, I had to spend 10 years. It was about my father. And another book, I wouldn't want to spend more than two. I don't have a lot of life left. I'm already about 100, so I know you think I only look 70. But
well, thank you so much, Jay. Again, Jay's book, The Prizefighter and the Playwright, in local bookstores?
Yes, it is, and on Amazon.com you can get it. But local bookstores certainly should have it. In the Chicago area, I believe, certainly you can go into the biggest bookstores and order the book any time, and it takes 2 days, but it's an independent bookstore chain that carries it.
Wonderful.
Yep.
So, thank you again.
Thanks very much, Katie. Bye-bye.